531. As Christians around the world celebrate Easter weekend, the message of love, sacrifice and atonement still resonates. Today we are joined by Pastor Don Lafaele from the Elim Christian Centre in Manurewa, Auckland, on Pacific Days for a word of encouragement on the message of Easter. Thank you so much for your time today, Pastor Don, and we'll hand it over to you.
Awesome. Thanks, Brian. Well, happy Good Friday, everybody. Today is indeed a Good Friday because of what Jesus did. Jesus died, he was buried in a tomb, and he rose again. And so it's indeed a Good Friday. You know, I often think about the experience that the disciples would have felt. I wonder how they would have felt about, you know, after Jesus' death. I wonder what they would have been like, what they would have been saying to one another. And I bet that they wished that he rose again straight after he had died, but he was dead for 3 days. And Jesus said that it was going to happen. Actually, the prophets said it was going to happen as well. And it's interesting because in Jewish tradition, they believed that the soul remained in the body 3 days after death. And what this means is that if Jesus rose on the first day, if Jesus rose on the second day, it means that if Jesus rose sooner than that, they would have argued that he probably wasn't dead anyway. But you see, three is a biblical number of completion. It is the numeric declaration that says it is finished. It means that it is done. It means it's not possible for him to come back to life. But here's the thing. Resurrection was coming. And it had to come at the right time. Today I'm speaking to people who might be feeling trapped in the place somewhere between the death and resurrection. I'm speaking to people who are feeling trapped somewhere between the promise and the fulfillment of the promise. You see, God made a promise to a man named Abraham. And God said, Abraham, I'm going to make you into a great nation. But the problem was Abraham and his wife Sarah, they waited ages for this promise to come into fulfillment. They were about 100 years old and there was no way that they were going to be able to have any children. It is finished. It is done. Not possible. But you see, the fulfillment of the promise was on its way. I'm speaking to people who are feeling trapped, who feel like they've been waiting and waiting for the promise to come to fulfillment. I'm still waiting on my healing. I'm still waiting on my breakthrough. I'm still waiting for change to come. You see, resurrection is coming, but it has to come at the right time. Oftentimes, God will wait for us to come to the end of ourselves so that we can quit relying on our resources to birth that which God was supposed to birth through us. If you're listening this afternoon, I came onto this radio station to let you know that the wait, the feeling of being stuck in between the promise and the fulfillment, is not what it is. And here's why. Resurrection is coming. Death will not have the final say. Resurrection is coming. That situation you are going through, it will not have the final say. Resurrection is coming. I know it's hard. I know it ain't easy. But hang on in there. Put your hope and your trust and your faith in the finished work of Jesus Christ. Because though he died and was buried in the tomb on the third day, he rose again. I'm telling you, my friend, resurrection is coming. And even though weeping may endure for a night, joy comes in the morning. And we just want to minister to you in song this afternoon. And I pray that you'll be blessed.
Thank you for the cross, Lord. Thank you for the price you paid. Bearing all my sin and shame, in love you came and gave amazing grace. Thank you for this love, Lord. Thank you for the nail-pierced hand. Wash me in your cleansing flow. Now all I know is your forgiveness and embrace. Worthy is the Lamb seated on the throne. We crown you now with many crowns. You reign victorious, high and lifted up, Jesus, Son of God, the darling of heaven, crucified. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Eta tawia te oe.
Let us pray. Father, we thank you for the cross. And we thank you, God, that at the cross, your love for us was displayed. And so, Lord, right now we thank you and we say, Lord, let everything that had breath give you praise, God. To you alone be all the glory. To you alone be all the honor. To you alone be all the praise and the worship that you deserve, now and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Pastor Don Lafaele from Elim Christian Center in Manurewa, thank you so much for joining us on Pacific Days and for blessing us with a wonderful word of encouragement and ministry and song. And also to your accompanist on the guitar today and support person, Daniel and Natasha Leopepe, thank you both so much for supporting Pastor Don today. We really appreciate it. Thank you.
Awesome.
Bless you. Have a great day.